In the previous sections, we have looked at the things that humans leave behind when they die, and we have looked at what happens to the bodies of dead animals. And yet the one thing that everyone without exception leaves behind, that is, our own bodies, has always been treated differently from one's material possessions, and even from the bodies of animals. From ancient times to this day, the bodies of the great and noteworthy have always attracted public attention. They were displayed, studied, and sometimes even believed to perform miracles. And because the idea of consent has only recently become important when treating human remains, there was naturally a lot of anxiety. Sir Thomas Browne, who will be mentioned later in the exhibition, remarked that no one knows the fate of his bones or how often he is to be buried. Indeed, this exhibition shows that very strange things have happened to some bodies we now keep as museum objects. Of all parts of the human body, the head was always considered to be the most important one, and of all body parts, the most strange things have always happened to heads. This part of the exhibition looks at the fates of some often notoriously famous heads and why they have been parted with their bodies.